100.7 The Tiger. Hey, y'all. I'm Brittany Rose, and I am sitting here with Miss Teresa. Miss Teresa, will you say your full name? Because I always try to pronounce it, and I'm from Louisiana, and so we have a different accent over here. Can you kind of say your name in full for me?
My name is Teresa Caputo.
Okay, perfect. I always say it, and people are like, what are you saying? Well, I just have to go ahead and say I am a huge fan of yours. I am.
Thank you.
I love your show. I love you. I think you are just a fabulous person. And everybody that I told that I was going to get to talk to you was super jealous of me. And I'm just so excited that I'm getting to talk to you right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I appreciate it so much of you sharing me with your listeners this morning. And I hope you're going to come down and check out my show because it's the first time that I've ever been in Baton Rouge before. So I am so super excited to come down.
Really? Well, that is so awesome. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going. My aunt and all of them have already bought tickets. They're super excited to see you. It's again at November 4th at the Raising Cane's River Center. That's a Monday. So come on out and see Miss Teresa. So Miss Teresa, can you kind of give me a rundown as to what people will experience at your show?
Sure. I always tell them it's like watching Long Island Medium live. Mm-hmm. I come out on stage, I give a little quick speech on how spirit communicates in a large venue like that, mm-hmm. and then once I start sensing and feeling spirit, I am down in the crowd. So
okay.
I am not on that stage. So no matter where you're seated in the theater, you will feel and be a part of this amazing experience. Spirit's going to guide me around the space. We have cameras that follow me around and a big screen set up, so no matter where you are, you will be able to witness everything.
That is so awesome. So everywhere you go, everyone is going to have a very intimate experience, very face-to-face to you. I'm really excited about that. And so, like you said,
yes.
It's just like watching the Long Island Medium on TLC, and you actually have it's starting off again an all-new season on Friday, October 18th. So that's coming up soon. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I just wrapped up filming the season last night.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Now I'm just getting ready for, you know, promoting the show, promoting my tour, and then I'm hitting the road in like 2 weeks and getting out and doing live shows all over the country. So it's pretty amazing. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. Like people say, how can someone communicate with someone that has died? But to spirit, no matter how long I've been doing this, they never cease to amaze me on how they're able to give such peace and joy to people that are grieving and don't know how to move on with their lives, because they talk about things that only you would know about. You know, look,
right.
There are common things that spirit might refer to, but with every healing message spirit has me deliver, they have to validate it with something to that person that they're speaking to. So that's the amazing thing.
So I actually have a question about this. So the building that I work in at Guarantee Media is the original Baton Rouge Hospitals, built back in the 1800s. And a lot of people here have said that they've had encounters with spirits and ghosts and stuff like that. I know with you, it's more so when you go to the people's house. And I feel like when I watch you, you're giving people more healing. Would you be able to go into like a haunted building and kind of give an experience there, even if it is a negative one?
Oh, could I?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I want to?
No. Yeah, if you want to, you are more than welcome to come. We would love to have you.
You know, it's different. You know, if you're talking about an abandoned building, I mean, look, every building that I go into, there's history there. You know, even people's homes. You know, so I encounter that every day. And, you know, yes, are there some people that experience maybe a negative energy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I typically do not connect with souls like that. I can feel
right.
if there was negativity prior. You know, I remember walking into someone's home long before Long Island Medium, doing a group reading, and I walked in, and all I just saw was blood splattered all
oh
over the
gosh.
Walls, and I
yes.
saw a freak in the corner. And I had said to them, like, what happened here? And then it came through that this young man had murdered a woman and children in the house.
Wow.
And they purchased the house, but I was seeing the priest in there to show that they had a cleansing. They cleared out the house. So
right.
it was pretty interesting on how, even though we have something maybe negative or tragic or haunting, how spirit, I channel them in a way where it's still healing and comforting.
Well, I definitely believe in your gift. I think it's definitely a blessing, and I love that you always say that it's a blessing. But I've worked in this building 10 years now, and I've never experienced anything. And I feel like that's a great thing, because I feel like it's always been negative stuff. So does that mean that maybe I'm not acceptable to it, or maybe I'm not sensitive to it, or are there certain people that just don't accept it?
Right. It's also something where it's a lot of people, when they sense and feel spirit, they get immediately scared and they think it's something negative, and it's not.
Right.
So everyone is different. And I also want people to know that the things that they experience, especially with their own loved ones, like if they hear a song on the radio and it reminds them of their departed loved one, anything that is odd or weird, I want them to know that that is a connection that they still have with their loved one, and that connection and bonds will never be broken.
Right. Well, I'm super excited that you're coming in.
I do believe that if you're afraid or even negative, or you're putting out that's what you'll get back.
Right.
You know, so you're already putting out to your bill, like, I'm accepting of the souls, and, you know, because you can have souls in a space that are not, quote unquote, haunting. How many times do people say, oh my God, I see shadows in my house?
Right.
You know, they're haunting me. And meanwhile, in a reading, it'll be like, you know, your grandmother says that you see her in the hallway at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You know, well, that's, you know, so awesome.
On how we interpret things as well.
Well, Miss Teresa, I fully believe in that you have this blessing that you can heal people with just I guess you can calm them down with hearing about their loved ones, and you kind of give them this calm and let them know that their loved ones are still with them. And I kind of have a question that I always feel weird about asking, I guess, something like this, because I don't want to offend anyone. Would that mean, if you are able to talk to them, are they coming from heaven? Are they stuck in between, like, a spiritual world? Or do you know exactly where they are?
They are in the universe.
The universe.
The other side. The one referred to it as heaven. Mm-hmm. All souls that I channel walk in God's white light.
Right.
So I interpret it, because I am a practicing Catholic, that it is heaven. Yeah. Some people refer to it as the universe, whatever it may be. But all the souls that I channel are souls that, look, maybe do they still have lessons to learn? Absolutely. But they're in a safe place. So bring forward other souls that have been departed before them, or maybe even after them, to validate that they are all together. You know, people, being that this is my first time in Baton Rouge, I just want to share with you that people say it all the time after attending one of my live shows. They'll say, I didn't know what to expect when I walked into the theater. I personally didn't get read, but what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing.
Right.
And then they'll go on to say, and then I realized that there were other people that needed to hear from their loved ones more than I did.
Right. Do you feel like a lot of people that come to your shows are believers, or do you feel like a lot of them are people that come to your shows to try to almost want to believe?
Absolutely. You know, there are so many people, and you'll even see it that night in Baton Rouge, that people will say, you know, listen, I don't believe in this. I don't even know who you are, but my wife wanted me to come, and they're like, I don't even believe in what you do, and they receive such a life-changing message.
Right.
You know, the messages that are delivered are the souls that need to speak to be able to deliver messages.
Right. Well, I love that you kind of, you still, you know, we'll talk to the people that don't believe. I feel like that when you speak to people, you're not trying to convince them that you're not a fake. You're not trying to convince them that you have this power. Like, it's, I feel like you just kind of let that be on them. Like, they can believe what they want to believe. They don't, you don't pressure them into feeling one way, but you definitely have a blessing.
Right. Thank you. But here's the other thing. How would I know if they're a skeptic?
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
So I don't even know that they don't believe in what I do. And then sometimes I'll deliver a message that they're crying. And then they'll say to me, I don't even believe in what you're doing. I'm like, what?
What?
So, you know, that's the crazy thing. I mean, it's such a beautiful experience, because I'm down in that crowd. You know, spirit guides me around the space, and I'm in front of you. We have, you know, the cameras and the screen set up. So no matter where I am in the theater, you'll be able to witness these messages being delivered, you know, up close and personal. It's just such a moving and beautiful, you know, evening.
Right.
So I say to people, just come down and check out the show. You know, you'll definitely leave there feeling positive.
Well, that is awesome. So once again, you are starting an all new season of Long Island Medium on TLC Friday, October 18th. And you'll also be back in or be in Baton Rouge for the very first time November 4th on a Monday. And I am definitely excited to see you. So make sure you go out there and get tickets. Thank you so much, Miss Teresa, for coming on with me.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. 100.7 The Tiger. I'm Brittany Rose, and that was Miss Teresa. I hope y'all have a good one. 100.7 The Tiger.